It's 6:45 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko. Now, the Steve Tshwete Local Municipality and the National Empowerment Fund have set aside 50 million rand towards the Enterprise and Supplier Development Fund. To tell us more about this and its potential beneficiaries, we're joined by the Steve Tshwete Municipal Manager, Advocate Begi Kenisa. Welcome, Advocate, to the show.
Yes, good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Now, Advocate, I want to get straight into the questions here because this is actually quite, you know, exciting, especially for small businesses in the province. Could you tell us more about the Enterprise and the Supplier Fund, firstly? And secondly, what was the reasoning behind creating this particular type of reserve?
Yeah, I think maybe let me start with why, what was the reason for creating this fund. I think what we went through in terms of the COVID, you would agree that it had an impact, and a very negative impact on all of us, and then a whole lot of other people lost their jobs. Some of the companies had to close and so forth. So part of what we looked at was to then say, what can we come up with as a municipality in terms of counter-cyclical investment? And we focused mostly on infrastructure development. So in terms of the infrastructure development, we then looked for big catalytic projects that we needed to do, and we went out there to then do the those projects, because we looked at projects that will be able to attract a lot of people and give a lot of people employment. But at the same time, there are other people who want to play in that market, who've got a tender, but they do not then have the money. So from a supplier point of view, then we said, how do we then assist those? But over and above that, there are other people who want to be in business, but don't want to be in the tender business. Somebody maybe wants to open a franchise and so forth. So to that extent, we then said we need them to come up with a fund. Mm-hmm. But obviously, as a municipality, we do not have a big purse. Mm-hmm. So what we had was 20 million, and then we then said we've got 20 million, but to extend this 20 million, how do we do that? That is why then we spoke to the big brother, which is then the NEF, and the NEF said we will match whatever you do and give you 1.5%, so which is now for the 20 million that we gave, they gave us 30 million. So that's why we've got the 50 million in the fund. So our hope is that this 50 million will stimulate interest in the entrepreneurs and assist them to attract also quality funding. Mm.
So now, Advocate, what type of SMMEs or SMEs are being targeted with this particular fund, and how will these contributions be invested in these particular small businesses?
Yeah. Look, this is a transformation fund. I think that we need to get that one right.
Yeah.
From the beginning, the transformation fund.
Okay.
So, and then it's for Steve Tshwete business people. So to that extent, the business must be locally based. It
okay.
must be based operating in Steve Tshwete. Mm. That's the first one. And it must be majority black owned.
Mm-hmm.
So 51% of the ownership must be black, and it must be, or it must be black women participation. So we allow that if it got black women at participation also. But there are other things that we look at.
Mm-hmm.
For example, how many jobs is it going to create?
Yeah.
The size of that entity, it has to also say, this is the number of jobs that you are going to create. So many youth are part of that. So
mm-hmm.
all of those, we use them in terms of the funding to say they will then be able to reduce the interest, because then if we were to charge you an interest of, let's say, for example, 10%, then we'll say it's 10%, but then let's look at other things. How many jobs is it going to create? How many black women that are participating, the youth that are participating, and all of those are assisting in also saying, because we're working with a DFI, then it reduces your interest. But the model, how we've done it, is that we've done a 60-40 between Steve Tshwete and NEF, obviously.
Mm.
So NEF will then contribute 60%, we contribute 40%.
Mm.
But our contribution of 40% is kept at 5 million.
Yeah.
You'll agree that our money is 20 million, is not a lot.
Yeah.
So because of that, we then say we kept it at 5 million from the Sitswepe, and the other part then is paid or is taken over by NEF. Mm. The 5 million that is from Sitswepe, it is also kept, the interest rate there is kept at 5%.
Yeah.
So that's the cheapest you can get anywhere else. That's the first thing. But the second thing is because of the gearing, because remember, you are not borrowing the 100% from NEF. So we are already gearing you at 40%. So you're borrowing 60% from them, and then you're paying here the 5% kept. So with them, whatever they charge you, the cost of capital will be cheaper because already you've been geared. You are not like somebody who comes to them and borrows 100% and doesn't have any security. So with us, the security is that as the municipality, we already put 40% for you. So because of that, we then trying to make the cost of capital cheaper for people who come from Sitswepe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there might be people that are listening to the show, especially from the Sitswepe municipality, and they're thinking, this is wonderful. This is absolutely great. But is there a criteria around the kind of business that I'm running? In the sense that if I'm running a spaza shop, can I still apply for this? If I'm running a shoe business, a clothing business, a hair business, whatever the business might be, do I still qualify for this in terms of what type of business I'm running? And secondly, the kind of funding that I'm looking at, obviously the overall funding is sitting on about 50 million that has been set aside. The kind of funding that I'm looking at, where does it start in terms of minimums? You know, where do I start getting that particular funding? Do I get funded for 5,000, 10,000, 50,000? Where does somebody start with that particular funding? And I think that's a two-pronged question. If you can answer both those questions for me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Our funding starts at 250,000 and is kept at 5 million from the municipality side. But then you can borrow up to 75 million, but that will then, the difference there will be paid by NEF.
Mm-hmm.
And up to 620 is up to 5 million, but you can borrow up to 75 million.
Okay.
But the minimum you can borrow is 250.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want someone who wants 50,000 to then be disgruntled and say, then where do I get the 50,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are having FIFA, which is part of government DFIs. They start at 5,000. So what we have done is that we have started the negotiations with FIFA because we want to get into an agreement with FIFA. It might not be at the same rate as this one. It might not be at the same level. But FIFA funds up to around 15 million.
Mm-hmm.
15 million. So we are entering into that agreement with FIFA also to say where we've got small businesses where somebody just wants a startup of 50,000, how do we assist them? So we didn't say let's leave them out. So that's why we are entering into that arrangement with FIFA to also say let's deal with it from that angle. But having said that, we've got a program in the municipality where we've put money aside to say somebody maybe just wants equipment to do shoe repairs.
Yeah.
So we've got a project in the municipality where we buy equipment for you.
Okay.
If you want to start something like that. So not all of them will not be assisted.
Yeah.
We will assist them in other ways. But that one where we buy you the equipment is the grant. So we buy the equipment, we give it to you,
mm-hmm.
and then only thing that you need to do is to make sure that your business succeeds.
Okay.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Steve Tread, the Municipal Manager, Advocate Peggy Kenisa, on the Enterprise and Supplier Development Fund, which is targeting SMA, or should I say small enterprises in the Steve Tread municipality.
Yeah. Now, Advocate, I mean, I looked at, some of the information that you've given out in terms of this fund and maybe, you know, a confirmation or a disagreement when it comes to that as well. You've indicated that obviously you're not going to invest in industries such as, you know, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, or any related products that are deemed
like our cool.
Any products for that matter. Yeah. That are deemed detrimental to the community. Yeah. So my question then with regards to that as well is that obviously you've indicated that these are the ones that are the exclusions and absolutely they shouldn't be there as well. But what I would have wanted to also find out is you know, we've seen this kind of funding before where, you know, you would fund a particular enterprise and you'd say to the enterprise, look, if these are your needs as an enterprise and you need to get, and I'm going to make a very simple example, you need to get computer equipment for that matter, then we will pay your supplier on your behalf to be able to attain that computer equipment. Is this kind of funding monetary, meaning that that money comes directly into the person's bank account, or are you looking for the person then to go out and say, these are my needs within the business, this is how much it costs, and these are the suppliers that have given me these particular codes to be able to get the means of production that would come through there? And I asked that question because you mentioned the issue of grants before, so I just want that clarity to be able to find out, is it a monetary thing where the person applies and the money goes straight into their bank account, or is it an issue where you guys facilitate how that money actually gets paid as well?
Yeah, maybe let me clarify. We've got a program where we buy equipment for small enterprises.
Mm.
For example, you want to do a small business of catering and then you want the equipment.
Yeah.
That one is a grant.
Mm.
So that one is outside of the one we are doing with NEF. Where we are doing with NEF is not a grant.
Yeah.
It's a loan.
Yeah.
Because our view is that we borrow you, you pay that money back, and then we can borrow it to somebody else. So
okay.
it revolves. You see, so to that extent, we pay it directly to you, to your bank account as an entrepreneur. But obviously, there will be other tests that have been done before. Obviously, we look at the commercial sustainability of your business.
Mm-hmm.
We look at your credit rating, and then we look at all of those things that you've been somebody who's been conducting his business correctly and so forth. So once all of those have been tested, and then we are satisfied, then we pay the money directly to your account, because then it's a loan.
Yeah.
Pay to your account. But what we have, we've got what we call non-finance assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just want to throw you with 5 million and then we leave you to eat and then you can see what you do with that. What we do is we've got mentors. There will be people who assist you with mentorship, going through the route with you. And then where there are also challenges, because at times you find that the challenge that you're sitting with is how to draft the tax returns.
Mm.
So we assist you also in terms of doing that, so that your business continuously becomes a proper and a responsible citizen.
Yeah.
So all of those, we will be offering all of those services. And that one of non-finance assistance is free.
Now, advocates, for those entrepreneurs in the Steve Tshwete municipality who may be interested into tapping into this particular loan, this fund, how can they go about doing so?
We've got what we call a one-stop center in the municipality where all other people come to that. We've got CIFA, we've got NEF, we've got all of those coming there, so that we bring them closer to the people. But because of this fund has been subsidized by Steve Tshwete municipality, the forms you will get from the Steve Tshwete municipality, once you've done your application, you will bring it back to our LED department, and then the liaison will be between the LED department and NEF. Because what we want to do is want to be fair and then you can say selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish to the people of Steve Tshwete to say we want to make sure that nobody who's not from Steve Tshwete will then benefit from it.
Yeah.
To that extent, we will be part and parcel of the application that you do, but it will also help us to be able to know how many people have been regretted, what were the regrets, what were the issues, and then how many people have been supported, so that then we also are part of this. We don't want to throw the money there and we are no more part of it.
Yeah.
As a municipality, we'll be actively involved. So our LED department will be the one that is running the process from our side, including the applications will be done through our offices.
Mm-hmm. Now, advocate, you've mentioned, obviously that, because if you're going to give out a loan to somebody, there must be terms, right? And the first term would be how much interest is the person paying? And secondly, in terms of for how long? Now, I see you've indicated that it's actually 5 years and you're looking at 5%. But the question that I want to throw at you is that if I'm able to pay over this loan in 2 years, as opposed to the maximum amount that's given there, is there a change in terms of that interest rate that I'm able to repay then back for that particular loan?
Yeah, what we're saying there is that the maximum is 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the maximum is 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the maximum is 5 years, but it doesn't mean you have to pay in 5 years.
That's true.
But remember how you calculate interest.
Mm.
Interest is calculated on arrears, obviously you would know that.
Yeah.
So what we then do is that we then say to you, you've paid this much. For example, if I say I'm giving you a loan of five million, and the loan is for 5 years, and then the loan will cost you this much.
Mm.
We've calculated that at 5 years and then the rate at 5 years. But what you then do is that once you want to pay upfront and finish first,
yeah.
then do what is called a settlement installment.
Okay.
Then we calculate what is your settlement at this point in 2 years.
Oh.
Because then when we were doing the 5 years, we were looking at a 5-year horizon and the risk of 5 years. Because remember, this is an unsecured loan for 5 years.
Mm.
So, but now if you pay it in 2 years, then what we look at is that we don't sit with that loan, with that risk of 5 years. So we will then be able to say the settlement is this much.
Mm-hmm.
The whole amount for 5 years is three million, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And the settlement, if we were to settle it in 2 years, it will be 1.8 million.
Okay, so you're saying
because
that...
Then we calculate also the risk, because remember in a 5-year horizon, the risk is 5 years unsecured, but if you do it in earlier, then the risk reduces, and actually we cut it off to the day when you pay off. So the calculation comes to that.
Advocate, you know, there are so many questions that we still have for you, including the discussions that were held around closing the economic gap, amongst other things. But unfortunately, time is not on our side. I have a feeling that we'll be chatting real soon just to continue with this conversation.
Yeah.
But Advocate, Advocate, thank you so much for coming through today. In actual fact, I think it's a great initiative, and I think hopefully the residents of Steep Street and local municipality will be able to take advantage of this. Bandula business would definitely be interested in this kind of facility. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you. Bye.